This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. EU officials are holding talks in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support for the country, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel, as well as 15 European commissioners, are in the Ukrainian capital for what they describe as a summit meeting. The last such get-together was held there in October 2021, a few months before the war started. EU assistance for Ukraine has reached around $55 billion since the fighting started, providing Ukraine with financial and humanitarian aid, among other things. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suspected Chinese spy balloon has been flying over the United States for a couple of days, U.S. officials said Thursday, in what would be a brazen act just days ahead of a planned trip to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Reuters correspondent Florida Bradley Watson reports.
Officials said fighter jets were mobilized to potentially shoot it out of the sky. The Pentagon advised President Joe Biden against doing so for fear debris could pose a safety threat. It said the balloon was traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and did not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. The incident may highlight the lengths to which Beijing and Washington have been willing to go to spy on each other, amid rising tensions between the superpowers.
Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson. The United States and South Korea staged drills for the second time in a week on Friday with some of their latest warplanes. Despite North Korean complaints, the exercises were increasing tensions on the peninsula. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pope Francis wrapped up an emotional visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday and headed to neighboring South Sudan, another nation struggling to overcome decades of conflict and grinding poverty. The country's woes were underscored on the eve of his arrival when 27 people were killed in South Sudan's central state in violence between cattle herders and a local militia. The Pope is hoping to jolt a peace process aimed at ending a decade of conflict. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations met on Friday in Jakarta, kicking off Indonesia's chairmanship of the Southeast Asian bloc. Indonesia's foreign minister said their chairmanship would be geared towards Myanmar and their ongoing crisis.
The meeting is dedicated to discuss the Myanmar issue in an open, in-depth, and frank manner as one family.
Indonesia plans to send a top general to Myanmar to talk to its junta leaders in hope of showing Myanmar's military rulers how Indonesia made a successful transition to democracy, President Joko Widodo had said on Wednesday. A man arrested at the late Queen Elizabeth's Windsor Castle home with a loaded crossbow pleaded guilty in a London court on Friday to an offense under the Treason Act threatening to kill the monarch. 21-year-old admitted to the offenses after he was arrested on the grounds of the castle in the west of London on Christmas Day 2021. Prosecutors said at an earlier court hearing he had spent months planning the attack. Meanwhile, security was tight as residents of Peshawar on Friday filled the mosque where a suicide blast killed more than 100 people earlier in the week and destroyed parts of the building. Worshippers in the wider Pakistani city were also apprehensive. Earlier, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif chaired a meeting of civil and military leaders in the city to prepare a response to Monday's mosque bombing. Turkey said on Friday that Western nations, including the United States and Germany, had not given it any information to back up assertions that security threats had prompted them to close their missions in the country. The foreign minister suggested the powers may have been trying to portray Turkey as a volatile state when they temporarily shut embassies and consulates and issued travel warnings following Quran burning incidents in Europe. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.